This audio comes to you from the Science of Mind archives.
There's a power for good in the universe, and you can use it.
Every Sunday, we invite you to join us in listening to a series of inspirational programs featuring Dr. Ernest Holmes, noted author and spiritual leader in
This Thing Called Life.
Now, it is my pleasure to present Dr. Ernest Holmes.
Thank you, Bill. Friends, when we are talking about this thing called life, we are talking about the power that makes everything go. We are also talking about the power that is within you and around you and through you right now. A power that you can use for definite purposes, for better health, for more happiness, and for greater success. There is a definite way to use this power. This is what I want to discuss with you today. How you can use the power greater than you are to help yourself and to help others.
In a few moments, Dr. Holmes discusses his subject for today, Your Aladdin's Lamp. But first, our soloist William Alvis sings for us a beautiful new hymn composed expressly for this program, Whither I Go. The original words by Dr. Ernest Holmes and music by our organist, Irma Glenn. And now, Dr. Holmes.
In my talk today, I am comparing the mind to the genie in Aladdin's lamp. You all will remember the story of Aladdin and his lamp, that when he rubbed it and made a deep wish, then the genie would appear. And Jesus said, "There is a light that lighteth every man's path." But he added, "If you put your light under a bushel, then no one can see it." It is this light, which is the light of God and the light of life, that is your light. The question is not whether there is a genie hidden at the center of your life, but whether or not you are rubbing your lamp so this genie can appear. How could all the deep wishes, the hopes and aspirations of your whole life be there unless it were possible for them to be fulfilled? God never makes mistakes, and God put them there. There is a power in the universe, and this power is available to everyone. It is the power that brought everything into being. Therefore, it is all power. It is not only all power, it is all presence. It pervades everything and is at the center of your own being. If you wish to use this power, you must first believe that it actually is right where you are. Then you must make yourself an instrument for its action. You see, Aladdin had to rub his lamp before the genie appeared. And Jesus tells us that we have to believe before it can be done unto us. This implies that you can actually think yourself into a mental position which makes it possible for a power greater than you are to flow through you and out into the things you are doing. For instance, if you wish to be successful, rub your lamp with the idea of success in mind. See yourself as a success. Remove all fear and doubt, and you will have connected your desire with a power which is the cause of everything that is. Say to yourself, there is one mind. That mind is God's mind. That mind is my mind now. It is now guiding and directing me, causing me to know what to do and how to do it. This mind is your Aladdin's lamp. And the thoughts and ideas that come to you when you rub this lamp through faith and conviction are the genii which appear. The great genius of Jesus lay in the fact that he was not afraid to trust God. And because he trusted God, he believed in himself. We can well imagine that it may have taken years of patient trying to come to a place where he dared to command the wind and the wave to be still. Yet, as you carefully study what Jesus did, how he thought, and what he said, you will be amazed at his simplicity and childlike acceptance. For instance, he said if you are praying for something when you think about it, because of course you couldn't pray for it without thinking about it, try to accept in your own mind that it is already done unto you. It is this faith that is your Aladdin's lamp. If Jesus had made this claim merely for himself and had said, I am the only one who can do it, then there would be no hope for the rest of us. But Jesus actually said, what I am doing, you can do also. You also have a light. He plainly taught that there is one life, one power and one presence available to everyone. It takes a little imagination for us to appreciate the meaning of this. And perhaps imagination really is Aladdin's lamp. But Aladdin believed that when he rubbed his lamp, something would happen. The genie would spring into being for him and do his bidding. Well, Aladdin was a mythical figure, a character in a fairy story. We read about him with keen delight because we feel we too would like to be Aladdin. We wish that we had a lamp that we could rub. We wish that there might be a genie who would appear at our command. Yes, Aladdin was a mythical figure, appealing to our imagination, pleasing our fancy, delighting us with the thought of limitless possibilities. But Jesus was not a mythological figure. He was a real person, and we cannot doubt that he was the greatest genius who ever lived. For so long a time, we have thought of his teaching as being so far away from our personal experience, so separated from the realities of life, as though he were talking about some future good, something impossible to attain right here and now. Although I have read the Bible more or less continually since I was a child, several years ago I got the idea that I would like to read the New Testament all over again, and with this one thing in mind. Why not read the story of the life of Jesus, just as though you were reading some other story, from the thought that such a man really lived, really said the things we read about, actually meant them, and did really prove his position in what he did? I became so interested that I spent all the time I could find for 2 years reading and thinking and trying to interpret everything Jesus said and did from this simple viewpoint. Here was a man who knew what he was talking about. He knew it because he was able to do it. The thing that really amazed me was the simplicity of his teaching, the complete directness of it, his intimate relationship with God, his inward feeling of the divine presence as a living reality in and through everything, and his complete conviction of a law of good that responded to his faith. It was this utter simplicity that amazed me. I was so completely convinced all over again that I actually wrote a book about it, which has been published. As a matter of fact, it was because of these 2 years devoted to this study that I happen to be talking to you today. You see, I am completely convinced that there is a power within you, a power you didn't put there, that you can use, a power for good that is available to everyone and is available right where you are today. Jesus did not say by and by. The one thing that made the deepest impression on me was that Jesus believed in the actual, active presence of God in every man's life. And in no place did he ever infer that this power would not be available to you. Rather, he said, I am telling you about something that is true. I am telling you about a presence that is real. I am telling you how to use a power that actually exists and is right where you are. And so I'm going to ask you to get out your lamp and rub it. Rub it with faith and conviction. Rub it with grateful acceptance. Rub it with feeling and imagination. And you need have no fear for the outcome. You see, your mind is but a conductor for a power greater than you are. And your light is borrowed from a universal light. The wick of your individual lamp runs deep in the oil of a universal light. It draws its power from a limitless source. For God is all the power there is, all the presence there is, and all the life there is. Jesus said, It is not I, but the Father who dwelleth in me. He doeth the work. Robert Louis Stevenson spoke of his little mental brownies who do half of my work for me, even when I am asleep, and in all human likelihood do the rest, when I am wide awake. When you go to sleep, you can turn all your ideas over to the genie within you. Rub your lamp of faith for a few moments and go to sleep, knowing that the little genie will appear. And when you awake in the morning, ideas will be there. Seize them with enthusiasm and work on them with conviction. Now, some people have called this awakening the subconscious. And perhaps they are right. They say there is something inside you that through imagination can be stimulated into action, can work out all your problems even when you're asleep. I have known many an inventor who said that his ideas came this way. I have known a number of writers who do this. And I have known mathematicians whose problems are worked out while they are asleep. The experience is so common that many articles have been written about it. It has been called The Man Inside You and The Workshop of the Unconscious. But you and I are not particularly interested in what anything is called. Rather, we are interested in what it is, how it works, and what it does. Your whole mind, whether you call it conscious or subconscious, is merely an instrument of the spirit within you. It is a place where this ever-present spirit is focalized through you as a person, expressing itself in you as an individual. No, technical terms will not help us any. I notice that in the life of Jesus, he just called it God within him. And it was this terrific simplicity that has eluded us. Now, gradually, we are working back to its meaning, to the discovery that every man's life is really hid with Christ in God, that there is a power and a presence at the center of your being that can be called forth into action for you, somewhere within you, is the correct answer to every problem in your life. Somewhere within you is the power to live. Somewhere within you is the faith to believe. You are Aladdin. God has already given you the light. The genie will spring forth at your command, and you can enter into the good you desire if you believe you can. And so, Aladdin, don't be afraid to rub your lamp. This lamp is the gift of life to you. Accept it and use it.
From out the dawn, there came a voice. Know ye that he is here, even now is with you, the Christ, the God of love, the very love of God. By the hand and lead you in the paths of love, the Christ, the Prince of Peace, bids fear and doubt depart, and he ever at your side to guide you in the way of peace. If only ye be true, if only ye be pure in spirit.
Each Sunday, Dr. Holmes selects one or two of the many wonderful letters which he receives from listeners to read and comment upon. But this Sunday, I would like to read a portion of a letter that was addressed to this program. The writer says, "Gentlemen, we are so impressed with the broadcasts of this thing called life that I am prompted to write this letter of appreciation. Your program is so much more than philosophical reasoning. The thought which it engenders in its listeners is truly the outstanding key for them to apply toward solution of the many ills which beset the world and our nation today. The practical solution."
This letter pleases me very much, and I would like to tell you why. It is as simple as this, Bill. If we are doing anything on this program to help people to work out their problems through the use of a power greater than they are, then I feel that we are doing something really worthwhile. And may I say to all of you who are listening, please realize this. The greatest things in life are the most natural. We wouldn't be here unless an intelligence greater than ours were governing things. Let us see if we cannot more completely rely on this intelligence and actually use the law of good for ourselves and others. You see, religion is not a creed or a doctrine. It is a way of life, and God is the divine presence responding to all of us through our simple faith and our childlike trust.
Dr. Holmes, in your talk for today, your Aladdin's lamp, you say somewhere within you is the correct answer to every problem in your life. How would you apply that thought to the problem of physical suffering?
I have here in my hand a letter from a woman who lives in San Francisco that I think answers this question, at least in part. She writes, "I was told several years ago that I have a rare and an incurable disease. Slowly but surely, I am losing the use of my legs. I want to maintain a sense of serenity. And I find that your thought, the golden key you mention on your radio talks, is a most tangible help. I feel very humble when I read this letter. I feel that we are the ones who are receiving the benefit and not this listener. For we too wish the same serenity and confidence that is implied in her message, so packed with meaning. It is a lesson of hope and of courage for all of us as our thought and love go back to the one who wrote it."
In a few moments, we will tell you about the two radio gifts which Dr. Holmes offers you this week. But now, Dr. Holmes brings you his meditation for today.
Let us take this thought for our meditation today. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In our prayer and meditation, let us see if we cannot become aware of this light and really let it shine. Let us be very simple but direct about this, completely believing that there is a light at the center of our being and that we are one with all the light there is. Let us shut every other thought from the mind for a few moments as we quietly, reverently, and joyfully come into a complete acceptance of our union with good. And let each one say to himself, believing that there is a light that lighteth every man's path, and being deeply convinced that this light is at the very center of my own being, I now affirm and accept that there is a power of good at my disposal, that I am immediately one with this power and all of its resources. I now affirm that divine intelligence guides me and that I shall know what to do under every circumstance, that everything in my life is adjusted to harmony, to peace, and to goodness. I know that every idea will come to me that is necessary for complete success. I feel the presence of God as divine companionship, closer to me than my very breath. I know that the power of good is with me always, and with everyone else. And as I think of others, I am thinking of them as being guided and directed, loved and guarded into right action, into joy, into peace and happiness, and into success.
Open my eyes that I may see fullness of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit.
Today, Dr. Holmes has told us that our deepest wishes, hopes, and aspirations may be fulfilled once we learn to rub the lamp of the divine mind with faith and conviction. Free copies of this inspiring talk entitled Your Aladdin's Lamp, as well as Dr. Holmes' meditation for today, are yours for the asking. Now, listen carefully. In addition to this reprint of today's program, Dr. Holmes has another radio gift for you. For the benefit of new listeners, Dr. Holmes has had additional copies printed of one of his most popular radio talks, How to Use Your Secret Power. Remember, this week, when you write to This Thing Called Life, Los Angeles 5, you will receive first, the full text of today's talk, Your Aladdin's Lamp. Second, to add to your own library or to give to a friend, another talk entitled How to Use Your Secret Power. To receive both of these radio gifts, just send your name and address on a penny postcard to This Thing Called Life, Los Angeles 5. And now, Dr. Holmes, tell us what you are going to talk about next week.
I will discuss what many psychiatrists and psychologists are now recognizing, that anxiety really is contagious. A mental germ of fear seems to infect our minds, just as a physical germ infects the body. And I hope to suggest a few simple rules that will help to show us how to overcome all of this feeling of anxiety.
Join us again next week when Dr. Holmes' topic will be Beware the Contagious Disease of Anxiety. And be sure to send in for the two radio gifts which Dr. Holmes has offered you today. First, a reprint of his talk and meditation for today entitled Your Aladdin's Lamp. And second, a reprint of an earlier broadcast, How to Use Your Secret Power. Send your requests to This Thing Called Life, Los Angeles 5. Dr. Holmes suggests that you attend regularly the church of your choice. If you have no church affiliations, you are invited to attend the Institute of Religious Science services in your community. For those in the vicinity of Beverly Hills, Dr. Holmes may be heard every Sunday at 11 o'clock at the Fox Beverly Theater, corner Wilshire and Beverly Drive.
There's a power for good in the universe, and you can use it.
This Thing Called Life is brought to you every week at this same time, in the interests of greater spiritual understanding, by the Institute of Religious Science. Our soloist was William Alvis with Irma Glenn at the organ. Bill Davidson speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
For more spiritual content like this, visit scienceofmindarchives.com.